Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Start this morning by turning to the news, Katie.
A 92-year-old crossing guard is now recovering at home after he says he was assaulted on the job.
Police responded Tuesday morning to Burnett Elementary on Canal Street in Altick in East Houston.
Don't get alarmed too fast. There's a lot to this story.
That's where we find our Pooja Lodia this evening. This is a story you will see only on 13. Pooja, first.
Unrelated.
Well.
Not so fast.
I guess not.
Not so fast.
Curtis Emmett is 92 years old and proud of it.
Here comes the old man.
Curtis just got home from the...
By the way, this dude looks great for 92.
Hospital, where he says he spent 2 days being treated for injuries to his left arm.
Yeah.
He says it was around 8 a.m. Tuesday. He had just finished work and loaded up his equipment when his truck started shaking.
He was that whacking on my window.
Curtis says Raul De Hoyos, a man he knew from working in the neighborhood, started attacking him. Curtis got out of his truck and says he defended himself.
But I knew I threw one haymaker. Hallelujah, I knew this. I wasn't going to let him win, you know, just because you're 34 and I'm 92. I want you to know you got a tiger in your trunk.
I want to see the other guy. He wanted the smoke. He got it. This dude's a Korean War veteran
and a 92-year-old crossing guard.
Man. By the
way, he's gonna whoop you.
You're gonna lose that fight. He came at him with a wrench. he was coming at the old man with a wrench. And the dude just, again, right into action. He says he is afraid of nothing in his life except for the fear of God.
Amazing.
That dude got the fear of God now, too.
Houston legend.
That's a Houston legend
right there.
Just know this if you're one of these deviants out there. If you see a 92-year-old man out in the heat of the day
still working as a crossing guard. Yeah.
That is not the one.
Mm-mm.
That is not the one today. It is never going to be the one. What an absolute legend. Good morning. We're Frito and Katie. Frito and Katie, the Bull. Happy Friday, everyone. Thanks for being here.
Is Texas about to execute an innocent man? John Grisham thinks so.
I know that he's writing a book.
Yep.
I know it's about a guy on Texas death row.
Yep, East Texas man.
I don't know anything about the guy.
Hang out. Coming up, I'll tell you the story of Robert Roberson, who has maintained his innocence for 20 years. See what you think. What's trending with Frito and Katie? That's next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Okay, Robert Roberson is facing execution in a month. October 16th.
A month?
For a crime that many now believe never occurred.
Okay.
There's new evidence to suggest that he is just an innocent man wrongly convicted under the now debunked shaken baby syndrome hypothesis.
On a scale of 1 to this dude is undeniably innocent, having read it, whereabouts are you landing?
I might sign the petition.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
At first, when I saw the story, I was like, okay, because I thought it was one of those, well, he didn't pull the trigger.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Yeah, that's
what
you expect.
But it's not.
It's not one of those.
No, based on the actual case, which we will get into for just a few minutes, and the evidence that was just blatantly ignored.
Really?
I mean... Again,
okay,
I'll present it to you,
all
and
right.
we'll see. We'll see if maybe you might join me in trying to save this guy's life.
Mm.
But before that, some other just wild stories to get to. A British zoo has announced the birth of 8 baby iguanas that have no father. Experts are calling it one of the rarest events in the animal kingdom.
The old Jurassic Park, you say?
It's called the Exotic Zoo, but they said they're female. Some iguana type laid fertilized eggs, even though she had never shared space with a male iguana.
Right.
The babies hatched in August through a process called parthenogenesis, which means they're all genetic clones of their mom.
Which means life found a way.
That's exactly it. That's what Scott Adams, the zoo's director, said.
Life found a way. We all
said their jaws hit the floor.
Amazing.
When they confirmed that the eggs were fertile without male contact.
Wow.
Like, it can happen with reptiles and even some other animals, but again, extremely, extremely rare.
Wow.
They're being cared for in the reptile nursery, and they are going to be shown to the public in the coming weeks. But yeah, life finds a way in the most unexpected situations.
What an absolute trip, dude.
Also, in that same vein, derelict.
What?
But for real, Goodwill is hosting its first New York Fashion Week fashion show.
Know
what we're talking about. Go back and watch Zoolander.
Yeah. I mean, sure. But yes.
Hirsch is the person's name, the designer's name, rather. Made a name flipping thrift store finds into dazzling couture.
Right.
So his Found Opulence collection.
Found Opulence.
Transforms bed sheets.
Found Opulence.
Prom dresses and even boxes of mystery garments from shopgoodwill.com into glamorous one-of-a-kind looks.
Okay, that's not the same thing.
But they say, expect everything from a cape built out of vintage brooches gowns that surprise with hidden transformations.
I mean, I'm all in. I'm in.
It's the first time I'm ever going to care about New York Fashion Week.
I would go and see that, yeah.
And they're going to auction off half of the collection after the show.
I love it.
To support, of course, Goodwill and all of their programs.
Incredible.
And speaking of incredible, that's Robert Roberson's whole case.
I mean,
it's his whole story. It's fascinating. And John Grisham agrees. He's penned a new nonfiction book about it titled Shaken, The Rush to Execute an Innocent Man, which tells his story. He was convicted of killing his 2-year-old daughter in 2003.
Okay.
And is scheduled for execution on October 16th.
So he legitimately has a date in 1 month. Like that one, he's got one.
Okay,
hold on.
This is confusing because according to this story, it says 2026. But according to other sites I've read, they just say October 16th.
Okay, but he's on the.
It's either a month or a year in a month, which isn't honestly that much longer.
One is better than the other.
Yeah, infinitely better. Infinitely better. But I'll have to look that up. But his book sheds light on the failures of the justice system that led to his wrongful conviction in the first place. And it highlights the urgency of seeking a stay of execution and a new trial for Roberson.
Well, what the hell happened?
Okay, so again, this is lengthy.
Yeah.
But his 2-year-old daughter named Nikki, when she was born, she had a lot of medical problems.
Okay.
She got sick, I mean repeatedly, but leading up to the events that ended her life. She was very sick. Mr. Roberson was taking her to the doctor. Like, he had taken her to the doctor 2 days in a row.
So
she had a fever that wasn't going down.
She had an illness that was... That he had sought treatment for.
That
they were going to the doctor regularly.
When, like, she goes to the doctor the first time, and then that night her fever spikes to 103. He takes her back to the doctor. So he was seeking care. She's prescribed a drug that is no longer allowed to be prescribed to minors, especially not that young.
All right.
There are people that say the levels of the drug she had in her system, that alone could have killed her. Then there was an episode where he put her to bed.
Right.
After another trip to the doctor, she's on this medication, comes back in the morning, and she's unresponsive on the floor, had a fall in the middle of the night.
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
And so then he rushes to the ER.
Yeah.
At which point they just write it off as shaken baby syndrome based on what they're seeing. The swelling to her brain.
They say, hey, it's clearly this.
But they can't treat her there. So they send her to Dallas, where in Dallas, she's just sent to a child abuse doctor, essentially. And so they don't look at her medical history. They don't look at her CT scans that they performed at the other ER, which shows that she has
a
head injury.
They just say a crime has been committed.
They just say there's
guy.
No way it's anything other than this.
Okay.
They only talk to law enforcement and the maternal grandparents. He was fighting the maternal grandparents for custody. He was a bit mentally handicapped. He was special education until he dropped out of school in the ninth grade. He was on the autism spectrum.
Right.
I mean, you guys got to look this up. There are all of these experts weighing in saying she had bacterial and viral pneumonia. She had sepsis.
She went
in septic shock, which is what killed her.
She died of septic shock.
But they're saying it's shaken baby syndrome, and he has been rotting in prison.
I know we got to move on.
Death.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Innocence Project has a really great write-up on it.
I got to read this.
Get lost in that today.
Wow.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Frito, Katie, The Bull. We were talking about the John Grisham book about this guy on death row. Did you find out if it was this October 16th or next October
16th? The petition says 2025.
2025. So, he's got 30 days. And this case is insane. The idea being this guy was convicted for shaken baby. But I mean, honestly, from everything you laid out in about 3 minutes, I don't see how.
It was never scientifically validated. And the premises of which have now been discredited by actual science.
And like just kind of crawling through, it's like a lot of doctors kind of rushed to judgment.
Yes.
They just kind of like, oh, yeah, well, of course. Yeah, I don't get it. Right, right, right. His lawyer basically folded on him in his first trial. Like, there's all kinds of stuff here.
It was all based on a paper. And I think it's not the peer-reviewed scientific paper. It's one where they can just kind of spit.
Yeah, they just
kind of posit their
theories. Hey, based on this, I'm smart.
So it was, shaken baby syndrome. You can tell based off three symptoms. Done and dusted.
Okay,
call it,
all right. Yeah, so that's...
Head home. You know, and so... Even the doctor that said these things reversed course and said, oh, I made a massive mistake.
The guy who wrote the paper said, I was just wrong.
Absolutely, he did. He said, I'm doing what I can so long as I have a breath to correct a grossly unjust situation. And as to how bad it is, to date, at least 40 parents and caregivers in 20 states have been exonerated after being wrongfully convicted under that shaken baby hypothesis.
Holy cow, where do I sign? That's one to watch coming up in the next 30.
Good on John Grisham. I had not heard of this before.
Man, I had not heard of it either. That is absolutely incredible.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Switching gears entirely.
Wow.
We give you $100 every day.
Yeah.
Or the chance to win $100 every day. You just got to get 10 trivia questions correct in 60 seconds. That's a tall order. So we give you a freebie. One of the answers in today's quiz, if we call you before 8:30, is the Louvre.
The Louvre.
The Louvre.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right.
Now go sign up at thebullhouston.com/contests.
Frito, Katie, The Bull, 713-881-5500. Start the weekend off the right way by punching your tickets to see our boy Billy Currington, ladies and gentlemen, and the return of concerts at Sam Houston Race Park.
At long last.
Hallelujah.
So if you want to win yours, call us, 713-881-5500. We are going to play 5 and 5.
That, I like it. Yeah, this feels like a good day to play some 5 and 5.
Themed to one of our...
It's themed. What's the theme?
National days?
Okay.
That no one really cares about, you want Billy Currington, and then you might.
And now, if you're not familiar with this, Katie is going to give you a category. You're going to try to get 5 things in that category. Just name 5 things that fit in 5 seconds or less. That's it. If you do, we send you to the show. So call us. We'll talk to you coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Billy Currington kicking off the return of the Stampede Concert Series at the Sam Houston Race Park.
I genuinely cannot tell you how happy we are about
that. Just a few weeks away.
It's a great thing. We are all better off for those shows being back, hands down.
Memories.
So many memories. So if you want to go, 713-881-5500. We're going to play 5 and 5. You said this was themed?
Yep.
Based on one of our... Well, let's
just get
to it.
One article I read.
Frito Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, it's Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth. All right, themed 5 and 5 today.
I think, Elizabeth, it's National Video Game Day.
I didn't really click on it
to investigate any further, and we'll just go with that.
Okay, National Video Game Day.
So to make this super simple, the category shall just be video games. Any video games. You have 5 seconds to name 5 video games. Your time starts now.
Halo Reach, Call of Duty, Fortnite,
Quick Gamer. We were moving in that direction. Yep. Great attempt. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Michelle,
you're up next in 5 and 5.
Michelle, are you a gamer, or do you have a gamer in the family?
Yeah.
My son's a gamer.
Ha-ha!
I would get him close by.
Can you call him?
Is he around?
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Because it's National Video Game Day.
Yeah.
We are going to use the category Video games. Yeah. Now it's broad. It can be
any video game
for any system over any span of time.
Yeah.
You have five seconds to name five video games. Your time starts now.
Roblox, Sonic, the Hedgehog, Fortnite. Oh my god.
Wow. No, this I see the problem here. Great attempt. Mm-hmm. Great attempt. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. We'll ask you the same question. Are you a gamer? Do you play video games?
Not very often.
Have you
ever? Sometimes I have boyfriends.
Okay, sometimes you have boyfriends.
Yeah, so
okay,
boyfriend games, at least at some point.
Right.
Has gamed.
Yeah.
As a game.
Exactly.
Which will come in handy if you know its title.
Yeah, when you were a kid, did you play a lot of video games?
Not really, but I'll give my best shot.
Okay.
So you're already kind of guessing what the category is, but it's video games.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Broad.
Oh, God.
Broad.
Any video games.
Like you could knock out a few of them with just one Mario franchise alone.
Yes, think this through. Think this through. Franchises.
You have 5 seconds to name five video games. Your time starts now.
Okay. Oh, God. Siege. Halo. Fortnite.
Oh, no. Great try. Maybe with a little warning. Well, 713-881-5500. Don't overthink this. You just got to get five video game titles out in 5 seconds. That's it. Pick them and choose them. And then call us, because the first person to do it correctly, going to Billy Currington. Get more of you guys on the phone coming up. Frito and Katie, the bull, back to the lab again with 5 in 5. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who is this?
Mac.
Yeah.
How
old are you, Mac?
I'm 24.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot, Mac. I apologize.
I don't know what he heard.
I don't know. Yeah, Mac, I'm so
sorry. Let's just ignore that together, Mac.
Wow.
All right, so let's make this easy. Not changing the category, Mac. This is 5 in 5. You're trying to get your Billy Currington tickets by identifying five video games in 5 seconds. So again, category video games. You have 5 seconds to name five. Your time starts now.
NFL 2020, NFL 2021, NFL 2022, NFL 2023.
Okay. I had thought that might work. But
you didn't talk fast enough.
But it was a speed thing, Mac. I am so sorry.
No.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Lisa, five video games in 5 seconds. That is
you
the
can
challenge.
Do this. You can do this.
Any video games.
Yeah, any. Literally any video
game.
You
just have to get the words out in five seconds.
So talk fast.
Yeah.
Your time starts now.
Frogger, Halo, Fortnite, Roblox, Super Mario.
There it is.
Just took a little concentration. Just took a little focus. A little determination. That was way harder.
And that effort shall be rewarded with Billy Currington tickets.
A 4-bag of tickets to Billy Currington. Hang on the line.
I had to go back to my roots of Frogger.
Right.
Sometimes.
The oldie but a goodie.
The old ways are the best ways, they say. Hang on the line. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for reaching out about this.
Well, I just thought people could give some advice. I just know something's changed and something's wrong.
And this is with your girlfriend, Sasha?
Yeah. I don't know. This last month has been really bad. Honestly, after she started this new job, it just kind of came off the rails.
All right. So what's the story with the new job?
Oh, well, just that she got a new job, like a complete career change, actually. She had a pretty good job before, but it wasn't what she wanted. It was in sales, stable company, money was good, but she went to school for art, design, stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, and so, after college, those jobs aren't exactly plentiful, so... According to her, she just settled.
Okay, so this new job more lines up with that, like what she studied?
Yeah, yeah. According to her, it was her dream job, which, I mean...
Wow.
Yeah, it sounded amazing, but I don't know. I just wasn't really sold on the whole idea.
Okay, I'm guessing that this is where your problems begin.
Yeah, yeah. So it just happened out of the blue. Basically, a friend of a friend worked at the company. She told Sasha about the opening, and it all came together pretty fast. She essentially comes home one night and is like, hey, I got a job offer, and like, I probably shouldn't have been so honest, but I told her what I thought.
Which was what exactly?
Yeah.
That she probably shouldn't take it?
Why?
I mean, in my mind, she was doing something that she didn't love,
right?
But she was good at, you know? I just didn't think that she should rush in, so that turned into a fight. She thought I wasn't being supportive.
But that makes sense, right?
It does. I mean, obviously she took the job. Yeah,
did you come around on the idea, or is that what this is about?
Yeah.
I mean, not really, but you know, like at the same time, it's what she wanted to do. So I told her as long as she was happy with it, I'd be happy. But
right,
yeah. Since then, things have just been going downhill.
Okay, so what are we trying to do about this?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what's going on in her head. Like she's living the dream now. It just feels like she'd be happier. I don't know. She would be happier, but she's just barely talking to me. So I'm just afraid that like now she's spending all her time in this new environment with all these creatives or whatever, and maybe she's just second guessing the whole relationship. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean,
right.
I mean, I thought I was being honest with her, but was I wrong?
And you said she had a few minutes to talk this over with us. Maybe we can get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, she listens to you guys all the time, and look, like, if an apology is what it takes, then I'm 100% game. I just don't want things to spiral worse than they already are.
Okay, well, give us a minute. We'll line Sasha up and see what she has to add. That's coming up next on Frito and Kate.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Kevin's dating Sasha, who just got her dream job.
Which, yeah, and he did not
originally support that.
He just pooped all over it.
But he said, you know what? If you're happy, I'm happy. Only now she's not happy, and neither is he.
Honestly, I can kind of see where he's coming from, where he thinks, like, now she's at this new job with all these creative types.
Right, and it's all
now he's just
sunshine
this,
and rainbows.
She's just,
and
he's this square who's trying to hold her back.
Yeah, he's trying to keep her from everything she wanted in life.
And that might not be the
way
it was.
Maybe she found a creative type at the office.
Someone with some nice Ray-Ban, like those
blue
glasses and skinny jeans, and maybe he's old news. We want to
But what is straight from the horse's mouth? So I think we've got her lined up. Hey, Sasha, good morning. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, I have a few minutes.
Good, good. So we're Frito and Katie from The Bull, and we were just having a conversation with Kevin, like, just now. And honestly, it sounds like he might owe you an apology.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Sasha, I'm just worried. Like, I know I wasn't supportive. As supportive as I could have been about you changing careers, and I could have, look, if I made a mistake, I'm sorry. I just thought I was being honest, but I don't know. It just seems like things are weird now.
Oh my God, babe, please don't make this about you right now, okay? Like, I'm like doing the best I can.
I mean, how am I making this about me?
I just need you to man up for a while. Okay, there's a lot going on right now. I love you. I really love you, but I really just cannot be concerned about your feelings too about all this.
Okay, so just so we're clear, he says things have been different between the two of you. So what you're saying is this is what, Sasha, the job?
Yeah. So it's about the job. I started a new job.
Right.
And it really, like, when I got it, it really did feel like my dream job. I was very excited, but it's a lot. It's, I've never experienced this before, and I'm just processing as I go. It really is. Okay. It's a different, it's different.
Okay. So Sasha, can I ask a question? Like, I don't understand what's the process. Like, this is what you always wanted to do, right? I mean, you went to school for this, right?
Okay, but it's not that simple. It's like going from one job that you're comfortable with to a new job that, yes, I went to school for this, but there are a lot of, like, college was a long time ago. And I'm here now, and I don't have the skills that everyone else does. And I feel like I'm trying to fake it till I make it and hope no one notices.
Wow.
I mean, all my nights and weekends are watching YouTube videos, trying to catch up. I honestly have no idea what I'm doing right now. I feel like a fraud. It's draining. Okay.
Wow.
Well, then just quit.
What? Sorry.
Quit?
Yeah, just quit. I mean, it's only been like, what, a month and a half? You could just call your old boss and things happen, right?
Well, that's a solution.
I'm like, I can't even believe I'm hearing this right now. I don't want to quit. I want to do this. Like, this is what I want to do. I just don't know what to do. Do I tell them? Do I admit that I'm lost and I'm behind, or do I just keep grinding and hope no one finds out I'm a massive fraud before I figure it all out?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, you got in over your head, so just quit. They'll understand. You live and learn, you know?
Kevin!
Dude!
No!
Dude, I thought you were going to be more supportive. I thought that was the idea.
This is me being supportive. No. I mean, she said she has no idea what she's doing, so why not?
Okay, but imposter syndrome is a real thing.
I can hear it in her voice. I'm getting secondhand stress.
Yeah.
It's a new job.
Yes.
I mean, she says she has no idea what
Who
she's
does?
Doing.
Who does?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I feel like this could be somewhat normal. I mean, especially in a new job.
I mean, what? Like, everyone is just really good at pretending or something?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
man.
Look, let's see what people think about this. Is it normal to feel like you have no idea what you're doing at work?
Even better, right now. Yes. Do you have any idea what you're doing?
That's a good question.
You're heading to your job to do what?
Something. Or is she out on an island somewhere? Is faking it till you make it more normal than we think, basically? Guys, thank y'all for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Be honest.
Yes, because I really I would like to know
what you're doing. Do you suspect you work with someone who doesn't know what they're doing? We'll take those calls too.
Call us. Hear what you have coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, trying to figure out how rampant imposter syndrome is.
Maybe it's not.
I feel like it is. I feel like people don't genuinely know what they're doing.
Well,
when they come to their work,
let's find out, Katie. Frito and Katie, good morning. You clueless at work?
No, I don't think I am.
Oh, okay. All right.
Telling us where you work, what is it that you do?
I'm an air traffic controller, and I work at Ellington Airfield over in Webster.
I would very much hope that you know what you're doing.
Wow,
yes.
Thank God for confidence in that job.
Yes.
Well, what do you have for us today? What do you think?
I can only really speak for my career field. I did it while I was in the military, but more so in the military, yeah, there were people that were absolutely clueless.
Oh gosh, that's a scary one.
Outside on the civilian side, their restrictions and standards are a little bit higher. But, I mean, you still run into a few every now and then. But overall, I think for most career fields, overall, I think there's not as many clueless people, but there's going to be a few bad eggs that have absolutely no idea what they're doing.
So you've
but they're
seen,
just really good at faking
you've
it.
You've seen it in like
oh,
in,
yeah.
around. It
well,
just
those are usually the people
you.
That get promoted.
Those are the people
right?
that get promoted,
and those, that's
weirdly enough.
Yep, because they're not so focused on doing their job. They're more focused on being good with management and leadership,
yeah,
and they get noticed more.
Because that is
right?
something
like,
you can focus on.
Yeah,
exactly. Dude, thank you. Frito Katie, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning.
Yes. What do you have for us today?
I have to say that I work with a whole bunch of people that do not know what the hell they're doing. they've been there for over 8 years.
8 years.
Okay. So your suspicion is all the people you work with as well are into similar...
Is that because you have to do all the work?
Yeah. How do you know?
Yep, that's what it is. A lot of...
Okay.
It's not just me that has to do all the work. It's another person, too. And they depend on us a lot. And a lot of people, they just actually, they don't know what they're doing. So they don't have to do it.
What are they supposed to be doing?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to give myself away.
Then don't. I thought maybe you could, in very broad terms, kind of scope it out for us. But
thank you so much.
God bless you. It's a simple job. I'm just going to put, I'm not going to say where it's a simple job. Serving beer and margaritas.
Oh, no.
A lot of people
bartend that don't
so
actually
it's
know
not
how to make
even about how to do that. Yeah, it's a really simple job, but I think some people just get like, hey, well, I don't remember what I need to do. Or it's more about the cleaning up part that they don't know how to do.
Or they just don't want to do it.
I think that's a lot of, I think that might be more of the problem.
Exactly. So they stick around doing the same thing so that way that,
the easy thing. So someone else has to do the hard job. Yeah.
And eventually you have to do it.
That's what I did with my side work at restaurants, too.
Exactly. And eventually you need to go home. So you're going to say, hey, well, let's just do it because we want to go home.
Exactly. I have to open tomorrow. I don't want to stay here all night.
It's a hostage situation. Hey, thank you.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
I didn't want this to turn into just dumping on your slacker coworker.
I mean, I kind of did, but...
That said, I do think that is evidence that could lead us to a conclusion about whether or not it's common to have no idea what you're doing at your
job. Just kind of going through the motions until you figure it out for real.
Or
someone figures you out.
You're literally just pretending and hoping you can... You can tie it together in the meantime. So,
man, we're all just trying to survive.
So what do you think? 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Frito and Katie, go ahead.
Okay, hear me out before you hang up.
No, you're fine.
I think that he is right. She does need to quit. She needs to quit being in a relationship with somebody that's not going to support her.
Amen.
I'm glad I didn't hang up on you.
Although I don't know why we would have angrily hung up.
When do we hang up? I usually just kind of let y'all go. Despite what everyone, I think it's something that people struggle with all the time.
Yeah.
Because
I started a new job last summer, and day one, I thought this is the biggest mistake I ever made.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes time. And I've always been told that when you go into a new career, whether you've gone to school with it or for it or not, whether you've worked in it before or not, give yourself a year.
So is that what it took for you?
Or whatever
it
was. A full year.
Just to learn the ropes, to get to know if there's, stuff like she said about the whole YouTube thing, if there's stuff she's got to learn. She needs to be with somebody that's going to maybe sit with her and quiz her and kind of help build up her confidence so that she doesn't feel like a fraud, because that's a horrible way to feel.
Mm-hmm.
But what's even worse is that he's adding fuel to the fire.
He is.
By no support.
But he's questioning her, and if you're already 100%. Feeling like that and you're feeling like you don't belong, and he's like, well, yeah, you probably don't. That's not what you want at home.
Yeah, for real. Like, that's what she's
Yeah, and that shows the amount of faith he has in her. So
exactly.
She needs
you're going to fail for sure.
Yeah.
That's,
it's only your dreams, whatever.
She'll find her feet. And as far as the schooling goes, there's such a difference in a lot of these careers with what you learn in the classroom and what you'll actually do out in the real world.
It's completely night and day, especially in a lot of those fields.
Yeah.
Night and day. And
education is theory based. It's a whole different ball game when you're actually, boots on the ground doing it.
Yeah, that's why internships and things are so important.
You got it.
Like, if you want to get the education, great, but you also need to see what people are doing with it.
You got to spend some office time. Yeah. You got to get your hours in. Dude, thank you so much. We appreciate the call.
No worries, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Ooh, USA Today has released its annual Reader's Choice Awards for the best NFL stadiums in the country.
Oh.
So where does NRG rank?
Where does it rank?
Number 6.
That's pretty dang good.
Number 6 overall.
Oh, my God. That's really good.
Stadium is praised for its good views from every seat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Its retractable roof.
Helps.
It keeps you comfortable in all kinds of weather conditions, which we do have here.
Yep.
And they say it offers a dynamic selection of game day grub, collaborating with culinary stars like Chef Chris Shepherd and featuring restaurants like Good Co. and El Tiempo.
That is really, it's one of the people, whoa, it's so old. Oh, it's like 20 years old, which is, again, it's like dog years. I guess that's ancient in stadiums. But like, it's a great stadium.
NRG Stadium is one of the most impressive event venues in the entirety of the Lone Star State.
Hell yeah.
Says USA Today.
Hell yeah.
So who beat us?
Yes.
So we were 6. Just below AT&T Stadium in Arlington.
You know, that's the thing is that I can't knock Jerry World.
What they got going on?
Jerry World is a hell of a venue. I think the fact that you're right next up to Jerry World, the amount of money
you
and height he has to spend, you realize how much how much work goes into making that a big deal. Seriously, that's a high compliment.
U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis.
Okay,
Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Again, you got to have something because we know you're about to lose everything. Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta and Lumen Field at number 1 in Seattle.
Yeah. No surprise.
But as far as food goes, NRG scores big. We got third. Third place.
I mean, we went over the options that you got this year, and it's hard to imagine someone's gonna be able to sneak
only
up
and Lumen beat you. Field and Mercedes Benz.
The Vegas is that the
Atlanta
no,
and Seattle.
Atlanta. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, we're the ones that that took second and first place.
Hell yeah!
So all in all,
congrats, y'all.
Good. Now on to some more difficult news. You may have noticed the dialogue on social media after the murder of Charlie Kirk has been something.
Yes, it has.
Anyone who has posted about it has got flack from those holding opposing viewpoints.
Yes, they have.
Like our friend Kane Brown. He deleted his original post, which was basically just asking for thoughts and prayers for Kirk's family, but some followers took issue with that and wrote all manner of horrible things. And one exchange in particular actually caused him to try and leave Instagram. So the comment said something to the effect of Kirk being a racist bigot, to which Kane said, "I have been called a blank my whole life. I don't want those people dead."
That's a powerful point to me because, his experience in country music, his experience
vastly
fans,
different from
that's,
others.
It's aggressive. Aggressive how many people have said really horrible things about Kane Brown. I think he could speak to it more than most.
He said he wasn't going to post for a while, but then he did come back with this video.
"I'm getting mad, man, because I don't know what to say. I'm very uneducated on this stuff. At the end of the day, dude, all I want is everybody to love each other. That's really all I want. That's really all I want. Left side, right side, black, white, different language speaking, different country living. Just love each other. If you see somebody down, please pick them up. I've been crying for 2 hours. This is the first video. Now I'm just getting mad. Now I'm just getting mad because if something's telling me that I have to post this video. I don't talk about this. I don't do politics. That's not for me. I just want y'all to love each other, bro. It's really not that hard. I get it. Some people can say some pretty messed up stuff, especially with the internet these days. I bet there's some here that's going to post something about it of something that's going to piss me off. Just love each other, dude. Help each other out. I'm just going to end the video there. I love you guys, and I hope you need to hear that. If you need to hear it, I love you. And I want you to go, and I want you to go and hug somebody else that you love and tell them that you love them, okay? Pick them up. Make them feel special. I'm going to leave it there. God bless you guys. I love you. Good night."
Yeah, man. I mean, for real. That's about all. That's the best I've heard it put.
Yeah. Yeah. And an update. President Trump says Charlie Kirk, the shooter, is in custody.
I did see this.
This just happened.
Yeah.
He says he has a high degree of certainty that the person who assassinated Charlie Kirk has been arrested. He said someone close to the shooter turned him in.
Really?
And that more information would be made available later.
Really? Okay. All right.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Daisy, good morning.
Good morning.
She sounds like she's up to the challenge, so let's test that out.
I was about to sing the Daisy song, giving me your answers, and I'm like, you probably get that all the time. Moving right along.
All right, Daisy, 10 questions, 60 seconds is all you got. You can pass on any of the questions, and we'll come around to your passes at the end if we have time. You just can't change answers once you give them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Katie, are we ready?
Ready.
What state is known as the Badger State?
Pass.
To let the cat out of the bag is to what?
Spill the beans.
In what museum could you see the Mona Lisa?
The Louvre.
What casino game allows gamblers to make an insurance bet against losing to the house?
Oh. Craps.
How many pounds are in a ton?
1,000.
What do you call the current holder of a political office?
President?
What country does the Jungle Book take place in?
Whoa.
I don't know, pass.
What kind of chef works directly beneath the head or executive chef?
Sous chef.
Heisenberg is the codename of Walter White, a character in what television franchise?
Breaking Bad.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
Pass.
What state is known as the Badger State?
You asked me that already, pass.
We're back to it.
You're just so fast.
Yeah, you were fast.
You're just so fast. Like, you were really on your day. How did she do?
We'll go over the quiz.
Why not?
What state is known as the Badger State?
Wisconsin,
correct.
I had no idea. Okay.
A lot of badgers there.
A lot of badgers. What casino game
allows... Isn't there a lot of cheese there?
There's a lot of cheese.
Hell yeah. They went with badgers over cheese. Well, they might be cheese state.
Maybe they found the badgers first. Unfortunate.
The badgers found them.
Exactly. The badgers found the cheese. Anyway, what casino game allows gamblers to make an insurance bet against losing to the house?
Blackjack.
Does craps allow that as well?
No.
It does sort of.
I don't know enough about gambling.
I will give it to you. I'm not a craps guy. I'm a blackjack guy.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, we'll count it.
It's sort of, because you can make a bet. You can protect yourself from crap dice on a come out roll.
Okay.
So it's not in the whole game, it's in the beginning.
We learned something today.
Whoa. Spoken like a shark.
That's spoken like someone I would like to visit a nice casino with any given day, Daisy. Any given day. Next time you want to hit the boats, holler at your boy.
Head on down to the reservation.
Right.
All right. Daisy, how many pounds are in a ton?
1,600.
Said 1,000?
Yeah.
2,000.
2,000.
Okay, we're wrong.
You were close.
Great.
What do you call the current holder of a political office? President's not wrong if it's the president.
Incumbent?
Incumbent,
yeah.
Most people just think of it in terms of like an election.
Yeah.
But it is all the time.
Oh, you didn't say in an election. No, you just said
it's all the time. Most people think of it in an election only.
Yeah.
Oh.
But if you hold it, you are always the incumbent.
Mm-hmm.
What country does the Jungle Book take place in?
I have never heard this.
India.
It is India! Oh,
oh
my God!
That makes sense.
No, I had her.
Who wrote it?
The Jungle Book?
You know.
Should I know the answer to that, Rod? Rudyard Kipling, right? Okay, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Correct.
Delay. Correct. All right, continue.
We got Sous Chef. We got Breaking Bad. How many letters are in the alphabet? 26.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
26. That would have gotten us there eventually. Daisy, that was a blast. Please sign up again online, thebullhouston.com.
I will. See if I can do better next time.
Yes, ma'am. Frito, Katie, the Bull, it's Friday. We've got texts and tickets, so let's do the dang thing. Welcome to the Wheel of Texans.
Texans and anything in between.
To win your way into a Texans game, which this week, Monday night, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're psyched. Everyone's psyched. It's a whiteout game. You want to go, so call us, 713-881-5500. We're going to spin the wheel three times. That is going to give you three different questions. To win the tickets, you will have to get two out of the three correct.
We do give you multiple choice in an effort to make it a smidge easier.
I think that actually makes it very accessible.
You're welcome.
Yep. And if you want to be our final winner of the week, you better start dialing. We're going to get you guys on the phone. Talk to you next.
Frito and Katie, 713-881-5500 is our phone number today. Good morning. Who's this?
Amy.
Amy, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Let's spin. Go for you.
We got three of these. Mm-hmm. You just have to get two trivia questions correct, and you're going to see the Texans come Monday.
That's simple. And away we go.
Big Ass Brands.
What famous product's recipe was purchased for just $100 during the Great Depression? That's now part of a business unit that generates over $13 billion today.
What?
Is it A, Pace Picante Sauce? Is it B, Fritos? Or is it C, Wolf Brand Chili?
Oh, my word.
I'll go with the Wolf Brand Chili.
Wolf Brand Chili.
A good guess, but incorrect.
That's okay. That was your one to miss. That was your one to miss.
Wolf Brand Chili is part of Conagra Foods, maybe? They're worth about $9 billion.
That's worth the Wolf Brand Chili's worth $9 billion.
Well, it's part of
a conglomerate, right?
Not valued individually.
Who's on parade?
Texans trivia. So, okay. If you're a big fan, perhaps you'll know who the Texans defeated in their very first regular season game ever. So, going all the way back to the Texans' first season, who did the Texans defeat in their very first regular season game? Was it A, the Dallas Cowboys, B, New York Giants, or C, Philadelphia Eagles?
The Eagles.
Going with the Eagles.
Says Eagles.
Better luck next time. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Jacqueline.
Jackie. The wheel Jacqueline. Welcome to the Wheel of Texas.
Jasmine.
Big Ass Brand.
Okay, Jasmine, forget all that. Let's focus on the trivia at hand, okay?
Yes.
What famous product's recipe was purchased for just $100 during the Great Depression that's now part of a business unit that generates over $13 billion today? Is it A, Pace Picante Sauce, B, Fritos, or C, Wolf Brand Chili?
Let's go with C.
Wolf Brand Chili.
Everyone's loving that Wolf Brand Chili today.
Incorrect. It is a Texas product, but.
Next up, this is a must answer correctly.
Who's on parade?
Okay, Jasmine, who did the Texans defeat in their very first regular season game? I mean, very first. As in the first, back in 2002. Was it A, the Dallas Cowboys, B, the New York Giants, or C, the Philadelphia Eagles?
Can you repeat the question?
I sure can. Who did the Texans defeat in their very first regular season game? I don't mean of this season. I mean their very first season. Was it the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, or the Philadelphia Eagles?
A, Dallas.
Dallas Cowboys.
A ring-a-ding-ding.
Correct.
And for the win and a trip to see the Texans on Monday Night Football.
Pin the tail on the Texans.
I think it will be a win, but let's see, Jasmine. What is the tallest monument in Texas? The tallest monument in Texas. Is it A, the Texas State Capitol in Austin?
Okay.
Is it B, the San Jacinto Monument on the Houston Ship Channel? Or is it C, Sam Houston's statue in Huntsville?
How tall is old Sam?
I'm going to read it again. There you go. There's really only one monument on there. don't get hung up on that. But the San Jacinto Monument is a 570-foot obelisk.
Yes.
That commemorates the Texan victory, of course, over Mexico in the Texan War for Independence in 1836. The monument was built 100 years later and is still the world's tallest. One of the world's tallest monuments. A lot of people are vying for the title, depending on how you define
this
it.
This is why, like, I don't give question suggestions.
That's why you don't do trivia.
Because I was thinking to myself, hey, as it turns out, that is hotly
debated,
hotly contested.
It's the Gateway Arch.
Yeah.
is
taller
in St. Louis, right?
But we are taller than the Washington Monument, so there's that.
There's that
by
yeah.
12 feet.
Pretend the arch doesn't exist.
Ha-ha. It's also almost twice the height of the Statue of Liberty. Ha-ha.
Take that.
The reflecting pool covers more than 8 acres, and that star on top weighs 220 tons.
Yes, there. That's enough for me. That's enough for me, and it's enough for Jasmine because. You are a winner on the Wheel of Texans, and you are going to NRG coming up this Monday. How's that sound?
Woo, I'm so excited.
All right, hang on.
And if you are wondering the answer to Big Ass Brands.
Yes.
What famous product's recipe was purchased for just $100 during the Great Depression?
I was going to go Pace Picante.
Fritos.
It was Fritos?
In 1932, Charles Elmer Doolin purchased the original corn chip recipe, 19 retail accounts, and a handheld potato ricer for $100 from a dude at a gas station. He borrowed the money from his mom and started making the corn chips, which he named Fritos, in his family's kitchen in San Antonio. San Antonio created Fritos. Well, Mexico created Fritos, and then San Antonio took it and developed the Frito that you know today. Now, Doolin also wanted a very distinctive flavor. So that taste of Fritos, it's the corn. He tinkered with the corn crop, and he had different Texas farmers plant different ones until he got the one he wanted.
That is absolutely bonkers.
Yeah. Oh, and also during his process of trial and error to perfect his corn chip, he also created Cheetos.
Bro! You just going to double up like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that concludes the Wheel of Texans.
For this week, at least. Good morning, y'all.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Question, Katie. What percentage of pilots have taken a nap behind the wheel?
100%. 100. There's
why
two
did you
of
say,
them.
Why
There's
did
two
you
of
say,
them.
Oh.
And the plane basically flies itself.
You know, that... The logic checks out. It is not 100%, but it's damn close. 93% have done it. Said, yeah, I'm going to clock out for a few minutes here. Just, you know, let it.
I mean, not actually. I expect to be paid the entire
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Are they, does that count? They're still technically in the process. Oh, Lord. Yeah. But yes, it is very calm.
Did they keep their hands on the.
No, oh my goodness. Yeah, do you know what you do? I guarantee you, it's they do have those glad, like the aviators.
Yeah, they just put them on and.
Just put them on and head back against the. So there's a really good chance you've been flying a plane at some point. Or the pilot.
I've never flown a plane.
You've been riding in the plane that a sleeping man was technically responsible for being. Now. Of course, people are, well, okay, once in a while. No, like half of pilots say it's a regular occurrence. Like, it's not every flight. Like, 15% of them said every flight.
Yeah.
Like, every flight, yeah. I'm going to take a nap once I get up there and I hit the button, I'm going to pass out for a bit. 44% said it's a regular occurrence, at least every couple of days or so. They will have to take a nap, and that's when they do it. When they're flying. You're right, there's to be freaked out by that. That is what autopilot is for.
Well, I'm just thinking, it's like, what do they call it when you're on the road and you get that, like, hypnosis?
I just call it, like, yeah, road hypnosis, or like when your eyes start to cross you're just kind of like, ugh.
But you still have things to do because there are other cars and red lights and things
in the
sky. I guess you're not expecting any obstacles.
You're up there. So,
there's nothing keeping you awake.
They know alarms go off. You know, it's like I just, you know.
I do love that it reinforces something that you see in movies all the time, right? Or you might believe to be true from movies.
Right.
Which brings me to this story, which might be the first time I've ever actually seen it happen in real life. But a boy was saved from a fire with a trampoline.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
It happened in Iowa. They were construction workers. So they hear screaming. They see the smoke.
Yeah.
These three guys, they run over. They're able to get two people out of the house.
Okay.
It's on fire. So they actually got some pretty severe injuries.
Really?
But they get these two out, and then they find out there is a little boy who is trapped upstairs.
So there's no way they're going to get to him.
They can't get to him. And so what they do is they grab a trampoline, and they put it under the window, and they coach him down. Is that not amazing?
It worked.
It worked.
Of course it worked.
I mean, he had injuries from the fire, but not the trampoline.
Incredible. Yeah, you know what?
They always do that in cartoons, right? Oh, something's happening. Break out the... But they did it.
You know what? Heroes, man. You love to see it.
And they literally ran into a burning building to save other people. So
a couple of rock stars. All right, have a great weekend, guys. We'll see you back on the radio Monday.